AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's reopened the airspace over El Paso, Texas. Flights will now resume. The airport had previously announced that all flights to and from the airport would be grounded through February 20th. A Trump administration official told the Associated Press that the airspace over El Paso was closed after Mexican cartel drones breached the airspace, but that the Defense Department took action to disable the drones. In other news, AP correspondent Donna Warder has the latest on the deadly mass shooting in the Canadian Rockies.
Authorities in British Columbia say 8 people, including the suspected shooter, were killed Tuesday at a school in the Canadian Rockies in Tumbler Ridge, and more than 25 were injured. And authorities believe that one of the 8, a woman who died of a self-inflicted injury, also shot 2 people dead in a home nearby. British Columbia Minister of Public Safety, Nina Krieger.
This is a devastating day for a close-knit community, and the loss being felt is profound.
Tuesday's shootings were Canada's deadliest since 2020, when a gunman in Nova Scotia killed 13 people and set fires that left another 9 dead. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian skeleton athlete Vladislav Haraskevich trained again in his banned helmet one day before the start of his race at the Milan Cortina Games. Haraskevich came to the Olympics with a customized helmet showing the faces of more than 20 Ukrainian athletes and coaches who were killed during their country's war with Russia. The International Olympic Committee on Monday night said the helmet would not be allowed in competition, citing a rule against making political statements on the Olympic field of play. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Attorney General Pam Bondi will face questions from lawmakers today over the Justice Department's handling of files related to Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a surprising jobs gain last month.
The economy gained 130,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. But the Labor Department report also included major revisions to last year's job gains, cutting them to just 181,000 jobs, the fewest since the pandemic year of 2020. Even though the economy's shown solid growth for months, the labor market's been sluggish. Businesses have been unsure about whether to hire amid the lingering impacts of high interest rates, the federal workforce purge, and uncertainty about President Trump's trade policies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.